Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's Hump Day with Swanee and Friends. It's our bonus episode. It's Dane's favourite time of the week where he gives
should
away money.
Should be the listener's favourite time of the
honestly,
week.
Honestly, you're just printing money for people these days. We had a great week last week, didn't we? It's round 15 this round. Round 14 was a big one for you. Only 5 games, but how did you go?
Well, I tipped 5 from 5. I was 4 from 5 with line betting and stuff like that. And then my multi got up, so... Yeah, a pretty good week.
It was a great week. The Swanee and Friends chat was going off.
It was going off. And I'm just wondering if being generous eventually wears you down.
Because it's relentless.
Getting flat.
Yeah.
We might have to start putting this behind a paywall.
Well, someone did suggest that.
Oh, man, it's...
A listener suggested.
Well, how do you reckon math science will go the week after we put it behind the paywall?
Yeah, she does.
We just know it's carbon. No, carbon will fucking run us right over.
Exactly. But that's what we do. We do it for the people.
Exactly.
I don't like the board this week.
You're not sure?
You love it.
Love it.
Oh. Well, let's get into it because it's a full fixture this week.
And Billy's got to go.
And Billy's got to get out of here. It's round 15. The first game sees Brisbane hosting Geelong. Brisbane paying $1.68. Geelong $2.19. The line is 5.5. And the over-unders is $163.5, Jane.
Geelong are going great guns.
It's at the Gabba.
Flop.
Sorry to interrupt.
The dismissive look he gave you.
Jesus. And let me finish.
If we were on YouTube, we could get cancelled just for the look he gave you.
Murder.
Geelong are flying, obviously. But Brisbane at the Gabba is another beast. So they took care of North last week under the required... 30 points, yep. 33 and a half, thank you. But down in Tassie, freezing cold down there. Brisbane, they don't like the cold. Go up north. Have we got a weather check?
Could be wet.
No. Mm. Well, okay, well, I'll stay away from the under-overs. But I like Brisbane minus 5.5. I like it a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Oh, he's passionate today, Ralph.
This demon veteran of 0 games, I'm going side by side with the pie here. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Better the round, Brisbane. 5.5.
Really?
Zorko back. Cats up. Yeah. Right? They couldn't have played any better against Port. Couldn't have played any better against the Bulldogs. Game out, goal after siren at home, up to Brisbane. And Brisbane had the bye. And one thing we've noticed with the bye, actually, sides sometimes take a week just to get there, you know, and then they just kicked away from North late. Exactly. Not by enough, unfortunately for me. Fortunately for you. Yep, line's at line.
Yep.
Well, Friday night footy at the MCG sees Richmond hosting St Kilda. Richmond $1.17, the Saints $5.10. The line is 28.5 and the over-unders, Ralph, is 158.5.
So 28.5 St Kilda?
28.5.
I hate doing this with bad sides.
But
now they're both off the bye. I'm surprised St Kilda didn't get beaten by the bye.
Yeah, absolutely.
The way they're going.
No, they missed.
Yeah.
Well, they keep missing everything.
Memory Ross back. Anything about those boys in the media recently?
do you have anything to say about it?
So, the one thing
your
is...
Your friend did. One of your friends.
This is where you corral the team, surely, and just say, we're playing for each other. They've got all these recruits. That's actually why I like it, and Marshall. So St Kilda boys are back.
Yep.
Not recruits, St Kilda boys. So I think that's a big start, 28.5. I'm leaning on St Kilda at the line.
You're scaring me, Ralph.
Because, really? You're going to agree?
I concur with my learned friend over here.
Wow, that's chilly from two.
I just can't give Richmond a five. I think Richmond will win. I just don't think they'll win by more than five goals or four and a half. For the reasons that Ralph says, so there's not much more in me needing to say. What was the over-under?
The over-under was 158.5.
Ooh. No, I'll stay away.
What are you tempted to say?
Tempted to say the over, just because.
Really?
St Kilda can't kick math science. Eventually they're going to kick straight. But but I'm not giving it out. I'll probably, yeah.
That's one.
Yeah, St Kilda the one.
Well, let's move on to what Dane has quoted earlier in the day as saying as the blockbuster of the round. The biggest game this season probably.
Ever.
We'll see North Melbourne.
It's a barn burner.
Hosting the Gold Coast Suns. North are paying $1.77. Gold Coast $2.10. The line is 3.5.
May I ask where this is?
Tassie.
Yeah, Blundstone. And the over-unders is 161.5.
Who are they playing? The Gold Coast.
Correct. Have you heard of them?
I have. They're shit. so that is why. I certainly haven't picked North to win this year, have I?
Don't think so.
But
you did say they were due.
Yeah, but North with a 4-point head start, how you can tip the Gold Coast. North show a little bit.
Like, North are playing for their coach.
Yeah, they show a little bit. They're not. Listen, they're ordinary, but at least they're giving it a go. Gold Coast are just fucking putrid. So, North are nearly the best bet for me. But,
if it was win.
Yeah, exactly. But they're going in the multi.
Are they?
They are, Sam.
Astronomical.
I'm and ahhing over the best bet. I ended up with Brisbane Lions. Second best bet is unders. Freezing cold in Tassie.
165.5.
Last 6 weeks, if we take out the biggest score, so just the biggest score once out of North and Suns, let me read you five out of the last six games. North, 45, 68, 69, 87, 76. Gold Coast, 31, 49, 57, 51, 54. How are these sides going to kick 160 points between them?
That's ADH. Yeah.
So unders, lovely bet.
Okay. Yeah, well, listen, I can't disagree with anything, but I'm taking North.
Fabulous. Next game is Collingwood hosting Fremantle. Collingwood $1.67. Fremantle $2.22. The line is 5.5 and the over-unders is 153.5. It's a Collingwood home game, I believe.
Yes. Travel to Marvel.
Oh, side of the MCG.
Marvel Stadium.
Oh, shit. That's travel. Okay, that's...
Down the road in Docklands.
That's changed. It hasn't changed it.
So I've said, right, don't fucking overreact the team outs. Just look at the teams. So I know Moore and Goey are out. Gundy's back in, which is nice.
Taylor Adams, maybe, I think.
Maybe Taylor Adams. So, but just look at this. And Fife in for Fremantle, probably, as we speak. But just look at the form. So Collingwood ran the Cats to 10 points, even though it was
an ordinary game.
They beat the Demons on top of the ladder. Yep. And they come off a bye. Fremantle, the Suns was the shittest game ever in the history of the world. And before that, they're only just going Fremantle. So I think it'll be low scoring. But 5.5 points, does Collingwood win by a goal? I say yes.
Once again.
Well, we disagreed last week a bit, and I paid the penalty.
It's not fair. I like the Pies. Now, the only thing I'm worried about is a letdown from last week, from 2 weeks ago. Bucks gone. They got themselves up. Cherry ripe. Now, I'm inclined to take Collingwood team total over, just because I think they'll stick with this aggressive. Now, I don't know. I'm supposed to know, but I think they can't possibly stay with the boring game plan of defense they had prior to the Melbourne game. So I think they start playing a lot more aggressive. I've got absolutely no idea. I'm just thinking, look how they went on the weekend. It's only four or five times a quarter where they give that handball, or they look in board, or they play on and get it from half back to half forward a lot quicker. I'm inclined to take the team total over here, because I 3-0 still play that Hold'em game and quiet. But my bet is I think the Pies get it done, and I think Colin will play a lot more aggressive. So there's a chance for that line total to go over. But the Pies also for me -5.5. I think they win by a kick here.
Yep.
Well, the next game is Essendon hosting Melbourne at the MCG. Essendon paying $4, Melbourne $1.25. The line is 22.5, and the over unders is 159.5.
I think Melbourne will be pretty embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed, but they're pretty flat after the way they went against the Pies. They should have beat the Pies by, if there's fair income about the year, they should beat the Pies easily every day of the week. They didn't. I think they've done some soul searching, got a few things right. I think they come out. Bombers had it. They're going, but they only beat Hawthorn by 2 goals.
Hawthorn over New Melbourne.
There's a slight overreaction to Essendon's win over Hawthorn.
Yes, exactly.
It was Hawthorn of the
80s.
Yeah.
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 So I think Melbourne come out and win this pretty comfortably. So Melbourne with a 22.5 start for me.
Demons have real form, a bit like what I was saying about the Cats. They got themselves up for beating the Dogs and the Lions, which I think were second and third on the ladder. They had their letdown against Collingwood. They've come back off a bye. They should be fresh. Essendon are going good, young side, but they're scoring well too. So they've scored over 80 the past 3 weeks against the two great sides, Dogs and Lions, or two top four sides, 87 and 97 D. So to me, even though there's a bit of rain about, I think 160 is a low total for overs. So I think overs is the bet here.
Fabulous. We're moving on to Sunday footy. We just talked about them. The Hawks are hosting Greater Western Sydney. Hawks paying $2.19. The line is 5.5 and the over-unders is 157.5. And the Greater Western Sydney odds, because I'm pregnant and my brain doesn't function, is $1.68.
Where are they? Where is this game being played?
This game is, I think, at Marvel.
So, sorry, is this GWS Hawthorn you're saying?
Correct. It's
at the MCG.
MCG. GWS Hawthorn.
Yep.
Hawthorn $2.19. Greater Western Sydney $1.68. Line 5.5.
GWS getting some cohesion together. They smashed up Carlton. They're really playing for each other, and they're playing for a side like a side who thinks they can sneak it into the eight. How good's Toby Green to watch? God, his favourite player. And Hawthorn are not much good. Their form against Essendon, they beat Sydney when Sydney were looking flat and looking like they wanted the bye, a bit like the D's. So I think GWS by a goal is a nice bet, and you're getting that because it's at the MCG.
Once again, I think we haven't disagreed once yet.
It's a nice round.
Hawthorn ain't got much to play for. GWS fighting for a spot in the eight. Hawthorn aren't much. I think GWS get this. I think they win by 3 goals plus.
3 goals plus. Well, the next game is the West Coast Eagles over at Optus Stadium.
Sorry, have you skipped Port and Sydney with your pregnant brain?
Possibly, I did.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
Can clip it in. The next game is Port Adelaide hosting Sydney. Port are paying $1.29, Sydney $3.62. The line is 20.5, and the over-unders, Ralph, is 160.5. It's at Adelaide Oval.
Me? All right. We might disagree here, Dane. That's a 20.5 start, yeah?
Yep.
Yep. Hello, Sam.
20.5. Really, really, really keen on our punting podcast.
So vague.
Could not give one fuck.
That could be the name of the pod. They could not give one fuck. Sydney needed the bye. They were legless towards the end. Young side. Hawthorn beat them up. They've had the bye, and Johnny Longmire is such a good coach. They've shown they're going well. I know Port smash up sides that are below them. 20.5 is a good start for a side that actually is going okay and playing for each other. So I think on the assumption that the market's overreacted to a tired game against Hawthorn, 20.5 is a good start. Sydney at the line.
Yeah, we're going to disagree here.
Good. Had to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So someone's going to win this game. So it's going to be. We're going to get one green tick at the end of this round.
Yes.
Sydney flew to Melbourne last night on a whim. So they're here for a couple of days. They're going to have to fly to Adelaide, presumably, on the same day, sit around the ground all day, go out and play. And I think Swans are okay, but I think they're the vulnerable ones inside the eight. And we know what Port do to fucking shit. Yep. The sides who aren't. Port punish the sides that aren't elite. They can't beat elite sides, but they flog everyone else. So I'm sticking with that trend, even though math science would say at some stage that's going to slip up. But until they prove me wrong, Port with the start for me.
I'm just taking a breath there in case I need to edit.
That's all right.
Did you give your opinion on the Hawks Greater Western Sydney?
I did.
Yes.
Yep.
Good work, Sam.
Lift.
Two more to go.
So,
and the multi.
And we don't edit here, so I'll probably just leave that in. Yes, so you can all have a good loll at me. Okay, so the next game, back over to the West Coast.
Done this one.
No, we didn't get to it. The West Coast Eagles are hosting the Western Bulldogs at Optus Stadium. West Coast are paying $1.77. The Western Bulldogs paying $2.10. The line, Dane, is 3.5, and the over-unders is 152.5.
Who's going?
You.
Me? Yep. What? West Coast for me.
Seb's laughing at herself.
I think they're very good. I know they're very good at home. They got the job done for me against the Tigers a couple of weeks ago. Geelong. Bulldogs. Your pregnant brain's rubbing off on me.
Oh my God. I'm
the Bulldogs have had to go from Geelong all the way to West Coast a week in, lockdown. I actually like the over here too, depending on if
it's. Could be a thunderstorm.
Okay.
Could be a pissing down rain day.
Mm. Okay.
Could be.
Okay, could be. Well, if it's nice, if it's not, I like the overs, but I like West Coast with a 3.5 point favourite here. I think West Coast get it done.
I know you don't like it when I bring in things that are...
Don't bring sensible logic into this podcast, please.
I was saving it with what you said with Sydney, but it also applies to the Western Bulldogs. Have you noticed that sides who are rushed...
I know.
And they're out of...
I was going to say Geelong did it the other week against Port.
And also Collingwood did. Against Adelaide. So, actually, it's a bit of backs-to-the-wall stuff. Is that a trend?
Like I said, Ralph, don't bring logic into this podcast.
But I said last week Bulldogs and Cats were a pick'em. You couldn't have been more of a pick'em. Exactly. And guess what? If you back the Bulldogs, you lost money. So, just because you get the right value doesn't mean you get a result. But anyway, again, I'm sticking with the Bulldogs. Bulldogs to win.
Backs-to-the-wall.
They're such a good side. They're a better side than the Eagles.
You would have survived, though. Okay, so you take him just to win?
To win. Okay. I think they'll beat the Eagles over there. I think they're a better side than them.
Big call, fair enough.
They probably are, but not in Perth.
Rounding out round 15, Carlton are hosting Adelaide at Marvel Stadium. Carlton are paying $1.59, Adelaide $2.36. The line, Ralph, is 8.5, and the over-unders is 168.5.
How could you back Carlton? The Crows are playing for each other. Backs to the wall. And the thing is, I reckon for a young side, when you beat St Kilda like they did do, you know, last kick and all that type of stuff, and coming from well back, what was it, 36-0 at one stage, that's the galvanising thing that a young side wants to play for belief. Then they get a week off to recover.
Yep.
How are Carlton going? So I just think value, Crows at line. What is it, 8.5?
8.5.
Yeah. 8.5.
Well, we disagree on what, three? The last three. So Sunday will be Sunday will be an interesting day, isn't it? Well, Swanee and Friends podcast world. Oh, Carlton have to win this game. They have to. They have to beat Adelaide over here. Adelaide were meant to be the bottom of the ladder side this year. They've had how they were flat last week's got me fucked. If Carlton get beat by Adelaide, David Teague will be packing his stuff up Monday. Half the Carlton football department will.
He should get me a ring because I reckon this is where he should leave early.
Yeah, exactly. If they're down by five goals three quarter time, he should walk up and off he goes.
Just keep walking.
This is the last chance I'll be giving Carlton, even though I didn't give him one last week. I think they win this, and I think they win by four goals.
So you're happy with the line at 8.5?
Yep.
All right, well, my best bet of the round is the Lions. My multi, GWS win over Hawthorn. Lions at the line, Crows at the line. North Melbourne Suns unders, Demons Bombers overs.
Hold on, so you want to repeat that?
Let's do that one more time. A little bit.
Okay, well, go in chronological order of the games. Lions at the line. Then we've got the Kangaroos and the Suns at the unders, Demons and the Bombers at the overs.
Yep.
Crows at the line. What have I missed there? GWS win. That's
a big multi.
Yeah, five leg multi.
Yeah, all right.
My
best bet was also Brisbane.
Yep.
Righto, so I'm going to take Brisbane at the line, North at the line, Collingwood at the line, and then Port, Richmond, and Carlton to win.
How many legs is that?
That's a six leg. But the last three are win only, the first three are line.
Yep.
Done.
Fabulous. Well, that's us for round 15.
Gamble responsibly.
Make sure you do that.
Mm.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.